Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. Tanya is back from her just frolicking around the island vacation.
Oh, can I just tell you, I was living.
I travel a lot, so I don't get, I rarely feel like jealous of someone's vacation because I'm like, oh, you know, I get to go to really cool places. I was fully jealous.
Yeah, I don't travel much.
You do, actually.
I don't really, though. I really don't. If you think about it, I would take like one trip a year. That was kind of what I...
Not those types of trips. But right, like, you'll right, right. go here
yeah,
and
yeah,
there.
Yeah, here and there. But yeah, I did like an item on my bucket list. I went skinny dipping.
How was it?
Freeing and like delicious and just divine.
Did you have your water shoes on?
I had my water shoes on.
So you weren't fully skinny dipping.
Yeah, I wasn't fully skinny dipping. But you know what? Jokes on everybody else who doesn't wear water shoes. They don't look sexy. But you know what? I'm sexy enough as it is. So I can rock my water aqua socks and feel like such a Baywatch babe. But there's a lot of seaweed and a lot of sea urchins in these like caves. And Robbie's like tiptoeing around them to get out. And I'm like, I can stomp my feet on anywhere because I got these water shoes on.
But where are you in this situation?
So we went to St. Bart's and it is a long trip from Los Angeles.
I don't mean that. I mean, where are you skinny dipping? Is it a pool, a lake, an ocean, a beach?
Oh, it's a natural pool, but it was like secluded. There was nobody else there besides us because you have to like hike a very dangerous hike to get to it. And like they tell you to use a guide and we were like, no, we got this. We're good. We're, you know, fit and stuff. And like, we got to
say fit chicks.
And I realized, but it was quite a journey to get to it and there was nobody in there. So I was like, oh, I'm taking this bad boy off, but not the water socks.
No.
Did Robbie join you in taking the bad boy off?
No, he kept his clothes on.
What?
Well, he didn't have shoes on, so he had to feel protection somewhere. with the sea urchins, you know? That's risky for a man.
Yeah. But I also will tell you, I have not consumed that amount of alcohol that I've consumed in the last week, I think all year.
That part I didn't feel envy of. I was like, I know that they are so tired being in the sun and drinking and then going to dinner.
But that's the best part is like you drink all day and you're just like rage, have fun. And then we would eat and then we just like go to sleep. But we were never hungover because we didn't drink like hard liquor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all were just like relaxing.
Like rosé all day. Yeah, yeah.
Well, every day when I would look at your stories, I was like, what I would give to be floating in that crystal clear blue water.
Yeah, it was a journey in terms of there's like three separate flights, but we had to be in New York for a bar mitzvah anyway at that time. And so we kind of were just like, let's go somewhere close to New York. And price wise, this was like way better than going anywhere else.
Well, yeah. I mean, travel
Although
is
that
bad.
Place is expensive.
St. Bart's?
Oh my. Yeah. It's like, I was like,
yeah, it's known for being, I think, luxurious.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite luxurious. But in like, it was just beautiful. You don't get water like that. I was like, if I were single, St. Bart's is the place to be because everybody that's like working there is hot and nice and just like, has these accents, the French accents. Uh-huh. And I was like, yes. Tell all your single friends.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. If you need a little summer fling, head on over.
I know. I felt like you were gone for like forever. Yeah. I just kept thinking, when is she coming back? And then I thought you were coming back Wednesday. And then you were like, Saturday. And I was like, you've been on the island for how long?
I know. And I turn into like, I don't put makeup on. I just kind of, I feel like I'm this, nothing touches my hair. Like I don't put a curling iron on my hair, like no blow dryer. I'm just like, I'm the island vibes. And it's like a whole different Tanya.
I did not have the same type of week by any means over the past 2 weeks, but life in general did come and organize my whole entire life.
I know. Are you going to post like video?
Because
I feel like, but do you have before?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got home. I went to New York for an event with Kiehl's for a Pride event. It was my first official Pride event, which was really fun. Thank you so much. But I got home and my place is like immaculate. Like it is. It looks like no one has lived there.
Which, and if you know Becca's house before, that is...
You can't even believe... You cannot even imagine how bad it was. Like, I know we talked about it.
You couldn't see the floor on her bedroom floor. Like, there's just clothes everywhere.
And my room's big. So, like, the fact that it was taking up so much space, I'm, like, looking at it now. I immediately took my bag, because I went to Haley's after the airport on Saturday. So, I just got home today. And I unpacked my whole bag and put everything where it's supposed to go, which is, I think, the first time I've ever done that coming home from a trip.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
It was a great feeling.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. When I get back from like any sort of any vacation, I wash my clothes, put everything back, and I'm just like settled.
Yeah, settled.
But I also realized, because I was doing my laundry and unpacking from our trip, I have more stuff at Red Star's house than I have at mine now. Officially, like all my underwear's there. Like I was like, I came home today to like work and I was trying to put, I was like, where's all my underwear? Oh.
So I'm curious because we've had this conversation and you answered it on your Instagram story that you wouldn't move in until you're engaged.
Correct.
But you have more stuff at his place than you do at your place. So what is it, just like mentally that makes more sense to you?
I don't know what it is. And it's a great question because you've asked me that before and I'm trying to figure out what it is, but it's almost like, and I guess being engaged is no different than being in a serious committed relationship, right?
Right.
So I don't know, but it's like there's some sort of, I don't want to say safety there, but it's like I have a home. Like in case shit hits the fan, like I have a home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But so you wouldn't say that y'all live together?
No.
But you're kind of just shoveling your rent money into an incinerator every month.
Yes. That is annoying.
Which Carrie Bradshaw did for...
Quite some time,
even after she married Big.
Yeah.
Which worked out because she had needed that place when he bailed.
Correct.
I'm not opposed to you having another place, but I do find it like you're so like headstrong about I'm not moving in, yet you just admitted you officially have more stuff at his house than
your place.
I didn't
realize that until like yesterday. I was like cleaning out. I had like a whole kind of reorganizing, washing everything. And I realized I needed to kind of get organized because it was just a slow progression. You know, you just like bring bags over and bags and then you put the bags stuff away and then you bring the bags back here and refill them. And yeah, I didn't realize it until I got back home and was like, where's all my stuff here?
Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Yeah. So obviously this past weekend was cool, like going to New York, and the day of the event was the day that we found out about Roe v. Wade being overturned. And I think social media complicates these things even more because I don't think we're made to ingest so much information and opinions at one time.
With you. I'm so with you. And it's like, I felt the same way. I came back from vacation. I felt like refreshed and re-energized and recuperated, just all like, you know, kind of like high on life. And then the news broke and it was like the emotions that come with it are like anger, frustration, rage, which I don't feel like are conducive to me personally or change. Yeah. Like I think, and then you look at social media and it's just people reposting their anger and their frustration and their rage, and you're consuming it at such like a high level that I think like, and I think it's okay if you know how people react, it's valid. If you want to not look at your phone, like don't look at your phone. If you want to go protest, go protest. You know, I think however you deal with things is valid.
I have a new rule on social media. What I'm not reading comments anymore. Yeah. I'll repost. But it's the comments are the toxic cesspool.
Yeah.
The comments where you're finding all the guys saying, hey, if women would just keep their legs closed, they won't have to worry about this.
I know, right? But Mark, let me tell you, if I were commenting when I was in my heated moment, I was like, why don't we cut every man's dick off? Yeah. Or why doesn't every guy get a vasectomy and then reverse it when he wants to have a kid? Like I have those same anger and that same feeling as well, but I can hold it back. I don't want to post it because I just feel like it adds to this.
Well, I do think anger and feelings are what create the motive to encourage change. Like, I do think like when you feel that sadness or the heaviness or the anger or the frustration, that those are the feelings that lead to doing something about it. But I don't know, like I kept thinking, you know, there's always a pressure to post something on Instagram. And I was just reading so much and there were so many posts and like reshares of the same posts. And I was just thinking like, if I don't have anything to contribute that I've already read and I'm just adding into the devastation and the fear, and I don't want to just say something off the top of my head that's out of anger and rage and add to what's already happening. So, but I do want to say like, I've been on both sides of pro-choice and pro-life, and I almost hesitate to even call it pro-life. Anti-choice, I guess. Pro-choice or anti-choice, because how I thought about it was tunnel vision. Like, I would not hear any other argument. I would not listen to any other scenario. I did not do my own research. I didn't look up information about anything. I just listened to what I was taught in church and school, and I was dead set. I would literally not hear any other opinion. And as I started hearing stories like from people that I know, like personal stories, and then reading about people's just how important it is to have this option as a woman, I realized how it's not black and white. It's not. And I do think that there's this, I read this tweet, which I do this toxic thing, like you were saying, reading the comments, Mark, where I'll go to like these extreme, like people who are extreme on either side of the political issues and retweets, I think just to like make myself mad. I don't know why I do it. And I saw one that said, today, one group of people celebrating the life of babies or the unborn, and the other group of people are celebrating or grieving the life of the unborn, insinuating that anyone who is pro-choice is just celebrating murdering babies. And I thought it was and I used to have that mentality. So I like get so frustrated because I came from that mentality. But I don't think people realize that majority of people who are pro-choice are people who think it's the woman's responsibility to decide what is best for that baby that's growing inside of her or that life that's growing inside of her. And sometimes that doesn't look like the baby being born into the world because maybe they don't have the ability to take care of it past birth. And maybe they don't have the will, or maybe they have other children and they know how hard it is or know how hard pregnancy is. And they don't think they can do that as a young girl who...
Well, no, it's not. Honestly, it extends so much further than that too, because this is going to affect IVF embryos and not even just that, but also some people, you know, I don't know where I was reading about, but sometimes abortions save, a lot of times it saves the mother's lives. Like people don't necessarily want them. They have to have them or they will die.
But that's what I'm saying. And I think that's the argument we're seeing is that some people have to have them, but also some people just... know that they can't do it. And I don't think it's fair to shame people for not being able to have to make the decision and just assuming that it's like easy breezy and that they're not grieving or having a hard time with it. I don't think it's a black and white issue. And I think
regardless, it might be for some people, but you should let everybody have that choice for themselves. I think
there is a perception that women who have abortions are all irresponsible, promiscuous monsters.
Right.
And that's what we need to get away from. We need to have more empathy as a society. I did want to say, because I addressed last month the scrubbers that are applauding this decision. Mm-hmm. And you might be thinking to yourself, sorry about my voice, not feeling the greatest. But you might be thinking to yourself, this doesn't affect me because I'm saving myself for marriage, or maybe you're already married or whatever. But a lot of these states are not making exceptions for rape or to protect the health of the woman. So God forbid you or your daughter has an ectopic pregnancy, some other complication, and the doctor has to say to you, continuing this pregnancy could possibly kill you, but state law prevents me from doing anything about that. And that's the moment you'll realize that Roe v. Wade wasn't such a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And that these politicians that made these laws, they don't give a damn about you or your baby, and your life will be collateral damage to advance their political careers. Or what if you have a miscarriage or your daughter has a miscarriage? What an awful experience. What a traumatic experience. But now in these red states, you're going to be under investigation by the authorities who want to make sure you didn't do anything to cause that miscarriage, in which case they could arrest you. Like, it's just, you're not seeing the whole picture of this.
Yeah, but also, like, to say it doesn't affect you is such like a...
Well, it's privilege. I mean, I also, that was my mentality too. I was waiting for marriage. So to me... not even thinking about the idea of what if I was sexually assaulted or raped or something, someone took advantage of me, like not even considering that to happen to me, which is such a realistic possibility for so many people. Like, I think my point is I don't think everyone who is pro-life is like this horrible monster of a person who doesn't think about anything else, because I thought like this too. And I would hate for people to think that I was a monster, but when your beliefs feel like this is what you believe in and you're unwavering in it, it feels like it's the right thing. And so I just want to say, I don't think it's an issue of yelling at people on either side and saying you're a monster for thinking this way or you're a monster for thinking this way. I think it's just opening your mind and opening your heart to hearing that it's a way bigger picture. Like you said, Mark, it's way bigger than just...
And still have those feelings. Like, I'm anti-abortion for myself.
Same.
I don't believe in that for myself. That's my choice.
Exactly.
That's my choice. That's what I choose for myself. But that's not on me to project onto anybody else. And I don't think that it's fair for anybody else to have that say on my own body other than myself.
I agree. And I think this goes to, you know, they started... talking about, like, what does this mean for same-sex marriage? And what are these decisions that we're undoing? Like, it's scary. I mean, it's like one thing leads to the next and you're celebrating one thing. But what if this progresses and it's, you know, and I live in California. This isn't something I have to directly worry about for myself. And I'm very aware of that. But I think thinking of all the people who are genuinely fearing their reality and what could happen, and also may not have the means to leave the state that they're in or get out of, you know, and go to a safer state. So I think it's just, I think it's upsetting. And I think it's so complicated seeing the arguments and not being angry to the point where you're promoting fear, but it's something to really be aware of what's happening right now. And I think it's really important to like try to learn.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's like I have to bite my tongue because my knee-jerk reaction is like
vasectomies.
Well, yeah, chop the dick off, vasectomies for all men. It's just like, what the hell, dude? Like, men get take a pill so that they can get boners, and women have to like take pills to be on birth. You know what I mean? It's just
everything. It's never on the man. Nobody ever says, why can't the men keep it in their pants? Nobody ever says that.
Never.
They say, why can't the women keep their legs closed? And it's horrific, but it's the reality, because when you're with that guy and the condom breaks, or he convinces you that let's just one time without a condom because I don't like how it feels. And then you get pregnant, that your life changes 100% from that moment down, where he just goes on and lives his life. He's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. He's going to go to do college, job, whatever he wanted to do. But your life changes forever. And that's why it's so important for women to have these options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I've gotten to a couple, because I didn't post anything on social. I think I'm going to post something because it is important to me, but I wanted to not do it in a place of where I was. Mm-hmm. But I was responding to a couple of DMs of people just being like, you know, why aren't you posting about this? And I'm like, I'm also just so tired of the, let's just repost a meme mm-hmm. so that I'm part of the conversation and I'm not doing anything about it. And it's just like, I'm not about that. I think there's this thing now where it's like, you have to post something to believe in it, or I don't, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like so backwards. And I don't, it's like, I'm not going to just repost a meme to, for what?
Mm-hmm. And this is the last thing I'll say on this. We are not a country that has a system set up for kids or healthcare or taking care of babies past birth if the family can't or the mom can't do it herself. So I think that's something else to consider. Like, until we figure out other things, it doesn't make sense to be forcing this upon people, not giving them the option. And if you are pro-life and you are celebrating this, I really hope that you are looking into ways that you can help progress the systems in which have to be in place for the babies past them being born. And I too will do the same, even though I, you know, do believe in the right to choose. I don't, any life is valuable. And I hope that past birth, I hope there's more help for people moving forward. That's the only thing I can say, because I don't know what else. I don't know what else makes sense.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break and we will be right back.
We're going to switch some gears. Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we are back. Okay, so I was sick a couple weeks ago. And
oh my gosh, are we gonna talk about the
Schitt's
show?
Yeah. So I've tried to start Schitt's Creek so many times because everyone talks about how incredible it is and how funny it is. And so I have watched the first episode probably. This is like my Ted Lasso experience. I'm just like trying. And everyone was like, with Schitt's Creek, you have to get through the first season. And I'm like, that is a huge commitment to get through. Mm-hmm. So I think I watched the first like 6 or 7 episodes. And that's as far as I got.
No.
But
and you're done. You didn't even giggle a little.
I really didn't. But I was so sick that I was like, am I just like, does nothing affect me right now? Because I'm so ill. I don't know. But I did really like when, spoiler alert, David sleeps with Stevie. And then she's like, I thought you, are you not like asking him if he's gay, basically? And he's like, it's about the wine, not the label. And I really, you know, resonated with that. So I liked that part.
You would love the show. I'm telling you.
But then
I'm so disappointed.
I'm telling this story to people and this guy in New York. And he's like, no, if you don't like the first season, if you're not interested in the characters, you're not going to like the show.
But I think you grow to love the characters as time goes on. Like, I was not emotionally invested in any of them until, like, I don't know.
Season 4.
No, season 2. But, like, you just really get invested.
Well, I haven't fully.
Come on, the little
engine. The good news
is
Haley thought it was really funny because she watched the first two episodes when she was out of town. So maybe her laughter will provoke my laughter. Yeah. I don't know.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Try harder.
I don't know. It's just a lot. It's like, why are we investing time into things that don't bring us like joy. Entertainment or joy?
I'm with you. Come to the islands, man.
Yeah, I need that vacation. That's really all I can think about. Wait, so... Oh, okay. People, this happened at JoJo's event, which was weeks ago. But I came up to you and Allie, and y'all were talking at the bar. So Allie Grant is one of my really good friends, and she's also my manager for social media. She owns Be Social. And I walk up to Tanya and Allie and they're talking. And what was the conversation? Y'all both, y'all were like, we decided we like each other
now.
Yeah,
we're like, we decided we like each other now.
And y'all have been like on birthday trips and hung out at like multiple different things. It's not like this is the first time y'all were with each other. So what happened that?
Well, I will tell you, Allie opened the door because she was like, you know, I'm one of Becca's best friends and you're one of Becca's best friends, but like, we're not really friends. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I was like, she goes, but why is that?
Wow.
I know. It was very like profound and emotional from her. And I, you know, I was like, I think because when we first met, she and I, it was all business. Like she was just all business. Mm-hmm. It was not, I didn't really, and she admitted it. She was like, I was that way. Like, it was just kind of like, all I did was work and I didn't like think outside of it. So for me, it was never like, I couldn't like get through, you know, like I couldn't connect with her in any way. So I was just like, okay.
Well, cause people were responding and they're like, oh my gosh, wait, I don't get this. Like how they just like hated each other. And I was like, no, it's never like they all hated each other. It was just that y'all never
clicked.
Or like, yeah, clicked or like sought each other out
right.
to hang out.
Yeah, no, there was never a hate at all, but there was never like a friendship on our own. Do you know what I mean? Like I would never call her and say like, let's go to happy hour or something.
So do you feel like you would do that now?
I've invited her to Taco Tuesday.
Well, you invite everybody to Taco Tuesday.
So. It's an open door policy.
It's a revolving door.
It is a revolving door.
All right. Well, glad we got that settled. So,
it is interesting because when you have friends, when you're best friends with somebody and then they're best friends with somebody, you would think that ultimately you would all become best friends. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think a lot of people, there's always that pressure of like, I think the most you can hope for when you have a big friend group from like different, that aren't all like friends with each other, is that everyone like gets along and has fun together.
Yeah.
So like when I have my birthday every year, it's like, I feel like everyone, even though they're from different, maybe different parts of my life and they don't always associate, everyone gets along and has fun.
Yeah. And we did. We always got along and had fun, but we were never like tight. And I think we're going to be tight now.
Wow.
I feel tighter to her already.
Oh my gosh. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
I might even have
a separate chat with her on my own.
A scrubbing in exclusive. So a lot of people have also asked about the photo shoot.
Oh, I didn't show you when you came downstairs. Guess what came in?
Your lingerie.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to put it on the books.
Yeah. It's downstairs. Okay. Ready and open. Yandy.com came in hot with some spikes.
Oh. Oh my god, spikes. Yikes.
And I will tell you, I have never like lived more than I did the past 10 days in terms of just like drinking whatever I wanted. We were eating like I was eating everything and anything, and I feel sexy as hell right now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You look great. Thank glowing. You.
I'm like a little mermaid. I was just swimming all day, like a little flipper.
Yeah, you were
floating around.
So I found my bachelor journal, like that I wrote in when I was on the bachelor.
I'm like shocked that you kept one.
Okay, well, don't be that shocked because
it was,
I think
five
I wrote.
Words.
Yeah, no, it's not five words. It's probably like 10 pages. I did it mostly while we were at the mansion. So that was like a week and a half. And I would just do it if I didn't have anything else to do. Like, I painted my nails, I ate a snack.
Yeah, when you said you had journals, I was like, this is the most Tanya thing ever.
Yeah, but They are so hilarious because the way I write is like a child.
Like what? Like, oh, he touched my hand today.
Oh, no, I don't
or like
think
I felt
I did
a spark in my vagina.
No, I didn't do that. But I was like, it's really weird because the producers want you to say things that you don't want to say. And then at the same time, they feel like your friend. Like, and I'm like, it's so weird. I was like, all the girls, some girls are like way more aggressive or emotional or something, but everyone's nice. I'm like, everyone's nice. And then I have one entry from Ben season in the same journal.
Why only one on his?
I must have gotten lazy. Oh. Just wrote one down. And I was like, it's so scary how much more I like Ben in 5 days or how many more feelings I feel in 5 days with Ben than I did with Chris.
Oh.
And that's why I cried that season.
Oh, gosh.
It was deeper in 5 days. But I'm actually going to bring the journal next week and read some excerpts. So it's
excerpts,
live.
Excerpts.
Yeah, well,
says.
That's all they are. They're just excerpts.
Wow.
But we are going to take a break and we will be back with emails.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we are back. I don't think Mark's here anymore. He left us, so yeah. I guess I'll read the email.
Mark, we're not sure where he is.
Okay, this is anonymous. My boyfriend and I have been dating for nearly 2 years and recently moved in with each other. He has always been a little guarded with his phone, and after sharing that concern with friends, we just chalked it up to coming from my anxiety and insecurity around infidelity. I've been cheated on before, and gave him the benefit of the doubt. Fast forward to last night, I found DMs through Instagram to several girls in the area, all with no responses, but these messages have a sexual motive. He moved to the area around 2 years ago from the Midwest, so I know he would have met them recently. I feel guilty for snooping, but have had this feeling for a little bit and finally acted on it. I don't have any evidence that he has ever not acted on any of these conversations, and given that we spend a lot of time together, he probably would have to be creative. Am I overreacting? I do feel guilty, but I am also wondering how to bring this up.
So basically she's saying that she snooped. She found flirty messages, but
sexual,
but she doesn't know that he's acted on any of them.
It seems like the girls did not respond. So I get the impression that the girls he messaged.
Oh, didn't respond. Mm-hmm. So like if they would have, he could have acted on it.
All with no responses. But these messages have a sexual motive. Wait, do we think these messages? Oh, no, to several girls.
It really throws me off when Mark doesn't read the email.
No. It says two. He wrote the messages to several girls with no responses.
Okay.
But they had a sexual motive.
Okay, so this is bad. This is very bad. And yes, you should feel guilty. I wouldn't say feel guilty. You should feel bad that you were snooping, but you found something and it's not right. This is, even if he's not physically cheating, this is emotionally cheating. This is a break of trust.
Okay, wait, I have a question about this because, okay, if I have a gut feeling about something and then I snoop and then I find something and that, and he denied doing anything, and let's say I tried to ask conversations and he denied doing anything.
Right. Like he's like, I didn't actually meet up with them.
No, like let's say she's like, hey, why are you private with your phone? And he's like, oh, I just,
you can't lie. You have to say you saw them.
No. I'm saying before she found these, if she had a gut feeling and she approached him and he denied, and then she just had the gut feeling that wouldn't go away and she snooped. Why is it so bad that she snooped? Because how would she have ever found out that this guy was someone who could hurt her?
Well, no, I think snooping is not a good sign.
I know, but if someone's lying to your face when you try to bring it up in a responsible way.
No, and I'm saying it's valid. I would just come out and say, I was feeling a certain way. I looked through your phone. I saw these messages.
Mm-hmm.
Explain thyself.
I'm just saying, yeah, you can say, hey, I had this gut feeling. It didn't go away. I needed to know, and the gut feeling wouldn't go away. I shouldn't have snooped, but I did, and this is what I found. And then give him a chance, I guess, to, I don't know what he could say to possibly explain himself, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to bring it up. You have to say you looked through his phone and that you found them and you want answers. And if he tries to turn it around on you, like you did bad by snooping.
That's called gaslighting.
And
you were not overreacting.
And he should have a vasectomy.
No, I think that you are not overreacting. You should bring it up to him. Admit that maybe snooping wasn't the best route, but you did, and this is what you found, and you want to have a conversation about it. And if he's not even willing to have a conversation, then I think you find someone
new. You know
new.
What you need to do. Yeah.
But I'm sorry you're having to navigate. It's very hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We love you. On that note,
I think we're going to...
It's time to wrap her up.
It's time to wrap her up.
Like a little...
condom.
Oh, I was going to say like a little gift. A present.
Yeah, I'm always taking it just a hair too far.
Yeah, sexual motives, Tanya. We love you all. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will be back Thursday with Lele Pons.
Yes, we love you guys so much. We just love you so much. And I'm going to post I'm going to have Becca post the photo because I still don't have access to Facebook, but I want to post a picture in the Facebook group, but I want to post it on my Instagram because it's like, actually, maybe I will post it. TBD, I might post it. It's a little sexual.
I have no idea. Oh, on the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that up. And I hope everyone is just kind to each other. Like, really, the thing that we're really, I think, searching for is just empathy and kindness and
compassion.
So we love you all and have a great day.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.